805
Spotlight on Q95.9.
All right, it's time for that 805 Spotlight. This is where we like to shine the light right here in our own backyard. And I'm going to lie, I'm pretty excited for today's guest because when it comes to, like, scary stuff, I'm not a fan of it.
Right.
But when it comes to this topic here, we got, I hope I say your last name right, Gabrielle Weimer?
Weimer, perfect.
Yes. All right, see, Weimer. All right, Weimer. See, I was going to say, I thought another word was going to slip out, but yeah. So tell us what you do for a living.
I'm a crime scene investigator. I've been doing it for over 12 years now.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's amazing. I love it. And you'll catch me out in public, everything from your vehicle getting broken into until homicide. I'm there.
Man, so how did you get into that field?
I've just loved investigations and science since I was little. I was weird. You know, I wanted to dig up my cat when I was 5 to see what it looked like.
Oh, wow.
Oh, whoa.
Is this
your husband?
That's my husband. I haven't killed him
Sorry,
yet.
Bro. Sorry, bro.
She said, yeah, dude. Yeah.
Hey, bro, you like being in toxic relationships.
Yeah,
I could tell.
I know. But at the end of the day, at the end of the day, I just love investigations. I love science, and now I know I really love helping people in our community. So
right, this is a pre-marriage. Were you the friend that everyone went to find out about their boyfriend?
Oh,
since
yeah.
You like to investigate?
No, that's
yes,
cool.
Yes. I was
you're
like,
the one I hated.
It's true, but I said, give me his name, and we just look him up, and I'm like, where does he live? What does he drive? What does he do? And I could start analyzing. Okay. You're gonna catch him here. Probably
wow.
likes this.
Wow. So before social media, like how did that work?
It's just learning behavior. Like you didn't need to know where they were or what they're doing. You could feel it. You sense it. But once you get that sixth sense,
let me ask you this: what would you get out of that?
Nothing. I just lead them to the truth.
Let's just say he's had 48 failed relationships. That's why.
Come talk to me. I'll help you.
There we go, Wiz.
So, Gabrielle, you seem like a very nice person, but I wouldn't want you to be my wife's friend.
Yeah. I want you to be my friend, but no one else's friend.
It's all right, girl. We're friends, right? Come on. There you go.
I got you.
So, now, you do this for a living. You're a professional. Before you got into this job, what did you do for a living?
Before I got into crime scene investigation, I was a waitress. I went to college like everybody else. I hustled 2 jobs. I interned. I busted my butt just to make some money and keep my dream going.
Nice.
That's what I was doing.
And you're also you also recently launched a podcast.
I sure did. I just launched the podcast, The Walls Do Talk. And for over 2 years now, I've been wanting to take my, my friends, my family, and anyone who wants to listen on this journey of real crime scene investigation. And so I'm finally at that point. I'm going to show you what it's like to really be at a crime scene. I want to bring you in, and it's involving, sex, lies, murder, and everything in between. So I'm
and it's kind of like your job is kind of like when you go to the doctor, like when WizKid goes, like the doctor can't say he has herpes or anything like that. So you can't really say names or nothing, right?
I won't say names. Yeah. I don't do examinations. I may do a swab. But I can't tell you for sure if you have herpes.
No. And I'm not saying you have herpes, but I was just using you as an example.
You should have used something else.
That's a great example. I love it.
So, yeah, I'll be able to share tons of stories, but I will be changing the names, places, and location to help hide the identity.
That's such a good title, too, man.
Yeah, The Walls Do Talk.
Love that.
Now, let me ask you this. What is it about women being very interested in that?
I think, as a woman, we're just more interested in detail. We like to slow it down. We like to put all the pieces together so that it makes sense. I mean, our women dominate the field.
Girl, we nosy.
We're just nosy. We want to know, right? And yeah, we want to know. And we're the pickers, right?
Yeah,
do you know any other women that likes or men that like to groom? Women are always the groomers. We like to pick. We like detail. It just is what it is.
All right.
Do you guys like to rebuild something? Too. You guys like to change men and stuff.
No wonder you're single, dude.
Why is it always got to be about you, WizKid? Can you let her do her job, bro?
All right, well.
So Gabrielle, tell us about one of the craziest, spookiest, scariest stories that you've been involved in.
Okay, I'll give you a little taste of it. So just imagine walking into a house, and it's small, and the floor, the walls, everything is absolutely covered in blood. And yeah, it's bad. And I have my victim just laying there with his eyes wide open. It's like almost he's going to come back to life and talk. But the only problem is his head is barely hanging on by a thread. And it wasn't just like I saw him and left. No, I had to hang out with him for about 12 hours. And we're just there next to a dead body for 12 hours. So that's just like a little sneak peek of what I'm going to be talking about and sharing.
Does it affect real life for you when you deal with stuff like that?
You know, I've learned to be pretty healthy about it. But yeah, there's, you know, especially kids. Kids get to me. But I've learned that you have to understand that I have a special gift and I'm there to help. So I let it affect me a little bit, but I deal with it. I work out. I eat healthy. I get good sleep. And I have a really strong backboard so I can talk to and just get all that stuff out.
Man, that's that would be crazy because, you know, we come into work here and we know what we're going to do every day. We start planning the day before and we turn on the mic and we talk. But you, when you go to work, you don't know what you're going to walk into.
Yeah, I have no idea. Like, I'm going to be going to work in a couple of hours and I have no idea what the day holds for me. So it's exciting, though.
That's crazy.
Man, so do you believe in ghosts?
Oh, I certainly do believe in ghosts. I actually will have an episode where I have an encounter with one, so it's going to be interesting.
Have you experienced because they say a lot of things are haunted here in the county?
Yes.
Have you experienced any ghosts at a location here? Because I always when I think I'm going to experience it, I walk away from it or I start changing the topic or talking about something else. So do you like look into it and try to research it?
I won't look into it too much and try and research it, though, but I do love ghosts and I love ghost stories. So I have looked into like the history of Oxnard, and I can share a couple of cool little facts with you. Something that's kind of gross and kind of creepy. During the wars with the British and the French, then when they captured the French sailors, they fed the meals. Every single meal that they ate, they would save the bones from those meals, and they would construct these little model ships. And actually right here at the Maritime Museum in Channel Islands, we have the second largest collection here in Oxnard. So it's super cool. You got to check it out. Another kind of creepy fact for all you ghost hunters out there, they say that there's an evil dwarf that runs around Oxnard shores. And if you see him, he'll bring you bad luck. And last but super spooky, people have reported over there on the railroad tracks that there is a bloody ghost wearing a cowboy hat. So those are just some cool little spooky facts.
I have the chills.
Yeah.
Now, a Dallas cowboy hat or a cowboy hat?
You know, I haven't confirmed yet. But yeah, there's tons of great stories like that. If you go to the Visit Oxnard, visitoxnard.com page, check out their blog. They'll fill you in on all the spooky details.
Man, shouts out to our friends over at Visit Oxnard, man. Real good people over there. Make sure you guys give them a follow, too, on their Instagram. And we got Elizabeth who checked in with us, and Gabrielle is here with us. And again, tell us what you do for a living.
I am a crime scene investigator. I go to the scenes. I will take pictures. I look for DNA. I look for blood. I look for ballistics. I do it all.
So, fellas, make sure she's not your wife's best friend, all right? Because she's going to find everything out, all right?
Yes.
We got more with her coming up. Q95.9, it is Mambo in the Morning and the 805 Locals. We got a special guest, forensic specialist, Gabrielle Weimer?
Weimer rhymes with Weiner.
Okay. All right. See, that's what I was afraid to say, but thank you for saying it. Now I'm going to feel comfortable. But you know what? If you're out there listening and you have a daughter or a best friend who gets in people's business for no reason and finds out if you're getting cheated on or not, let them continue to do it because it could turn into a career just like for you, right?
That's right.
And it's funny because I was talking to your husband and he says, hey, bro, I don't try to get away with anything.
It's true.
What did you call him, Mambo?
Huh?
What did you call him?
Who?
Her husband.
What did I call him?
The most honest
Honest man in Oxnard.
That's right.
You don't try to get away with nothing. So you've been featured in other programs, too, and I know you were featured on the LA Times, right?
Correct. Yes. I worked for an agency down in LA, and they did a feature on us because our whole department, our whole unit was all women, and they were just blown away that...
That doesn't surprise me.
Right. We do dominate the field. But yeah, LA Times came in and featured us, our whole unit.
So You work for, can we say where you work at?
Yeah, definitely.
So you work for Ventura Police Department.
Correct, yes.
And how long have you been there?
I've been there just over 5 years now.
And how did you end up with the department, with Ventura Police Department?
Right, so I was down in L.A. and we wanted to get out and come out this way. And it just, you know, it just happened. The job posting went up, I applied, and everything just took place. I was hired on, and I've been there ever since, and I love it. It's an amazing department.
So I was looking at some of the notes here, and it says that you created the forensic internship department at the police department.
Yes, definitely. In my experience, I was able to join an amazing internship program down in San Diego, and so I wanted to create that opportunity here because we have young, lots of young individuals that want to get into forensics, and I want to give them the same chances that I had.
Nice.
So yeah, we started and we put it out there. We just require that if you're in college right now, currently taking crime scene courses and are interested in the field, we'll definitely take you on and show you everything we know.
Nice. And I also heard you were interviewed by the Today Show.
Yes, I was. Many, many years ago, I was on the Today Show with my sergeant at the time and Matt Lauer. We helped solve a 37-year-old cold case homicide.
Wow.
And I was interning at the time, and we came across some evidence, and it was an amazing experience.
And has that been like a highlight for your job, or has there been like moments in the field where you're like, man, this
you know,
is...
Yeah, so definitely...
I mean, because solving a crime is what you're trying to do, right?
Right. Back then, I had no idea what a big achievement that was. Now, looking back on it and reflecting, I think, wow, that was pretty cool. That was huge. But now, I've had moments through my career where we find key pieces of evidence that just lock it in and solve that puzzle. And it's a very rewarding feeling because we get to give answers to the victims' loved ones. So it's awesome.
Now, in dealing, earlier we were talking about some of the crime scenes that you've been to, and you have to separate that from your personal life. Are you the type of person that takes work home with them and you're always thinking about it?
Definitely. It would be a lie if I said that I didn't, because I am human. I do care. I love people. I have a family of my own. But I am able to just, you know, I go to work, I'm a crime scene investigator. When I come home, sometimes I work some really hard cases. Maybe I'll go in the shower, I meditate, maybe I cry a little, but I get it out. And then I'm able to be a wife, a mother, and just a fun individual. So yeah, over these years, I've been able to separate the two.
And what is it about your line of work that, you know, you got the 2020, you got what other shows is there, Dateline, that always have, you know, your field of work
right.
is involved. What is it that the human is always so interested in it?
You know, I think I consider it like a backstage pass. Most of us live very healthy, normal lives. We're not involved in like that deep, dark underbelly of society that gets us, you know, gets us into trouble, gets us killed. And people are curious about it. They don't want to live that life, but they want to know what it's like. So I think that's why so many people tune in. They want to know that craziness that they'll never experience.
And do you notice that it's women that are more into it than men?
Definitely. Our field is dominated by women.
Yeah.
It's dominated by women. We see it. You'll go to any college. It's 90% women in those classes. So we just love detail.
All right. So let's talk about your podcast, too. You recently launched a podcast. And what's the title of the podcast?
The podcast is The Walls Do Talk. You can find it at www.thewallsdotalk.com. And yeah, I want to take my listeners on a journey of real crime scene investigation.
And what do you focus on the podcast? Like,
it's my personal stories. I'm very transparent. I'm going to let you know what I saw, how I felt, what I smelt, you know, and everything in between. So that's I'm taking my listeners right in there, right in the middle of it. And they're going to feel as if they're right there on the scene with me.
And that's dope, because a lot of the times you get someone who heard the story explain it. But you working in that field and being a part of it is a little different than, you know, hearing it from a third party.
Definitely. I think I give a whole new twist to it, a whole new spin, and listeners are really going to be able to understand what it's like to be at a crime scene, not just the facts of who was killed, why they were killed, and where they were killed.
And where can people follow you on Instagram?
You can follow me at The Walls Do Talk Podcast. You can find me on there.
The Walls Do Talk.
Yes, The Walls Do Talk Podcast
on Instagram. Make sure you guys give her a follow. And anything else we need to put out there?
No, that's it. I tune in, take a listen, tell your friends, tell your family. And if you have any questions, please subscribe to www.thewallsdotalk and leave me a message.
I have a feeling a lot of women are going to hit you up to see if you could help them solve something.
Me? I just followed you right now. I'm about to touch with you.
Is that someone DM you, honey? Hey,
if somebody sends you like a picture of me and tells you to research me, do not do it.
We already know you did it, fool. thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me. It was a pleasure.
Yeah, and again, you know, shouts out to Elizabeth over at Visit Oxnard who sent us your info and connected us to make this happen. But we have a forensic specialist, Gabrielle Weimer.
Yeah.
Yes, I got it right. All right. Thank you guys for checking it out, and we'll definitely want to have you back. Is
Thank
that cool?
You. Of course, I'd love to.
All right. So make sure you guys keep it live. We got that weekend warm-up mix coming up a little bit after 9 a.m.